to the Rosman Experience with your host, Rick Rosman. For the past 32 years, Rick has been a well-known name in the world of finance. He continues to follow his passion for volunteering and working with charitable and nonprofit organizations. His dedication to education and the youth of the Los Angeles area knows no bounds. He loves his work and strives every day to make a difference in the world. We invite you into the Rosman Experience to enjoy Rick and his many guests who will be bringing you their stories of philanthropy and volunteerism and introducing you to the many ways you can become involved in your community. It's time for your host, Rick Rosman.
It's show here today on Sunday at 4 o'clock. Call-in number is 914-338-1303. That's 914-338-1303. And this is the Rosman Experience on EasyWayBroadcasting.com, where every week at 4 o'clock Sunday PST, we bring in some group, person, organization that is making an incredible difference in the world, that are basically going above and beyond to help those that are maybe not able to help themselves, whether it's homeless or children or education or cancer kids, you name it, our guests are doing it. One thing we don't do, we do not charge our guests to be on, and there's no commercial at all on our part other than saying, listen in, but there's no commercials on our part, any commercials, not there, we don't charge at all. So just a couple of things that have been going on. We did finally get approval to submit articles or columns on the Washington Times, and there's a good Washington Times article on your host here. Go to Rick Rosman, Washington Times on Google, and you'll see an interesting article. But a little bit about me, and let's back up for a bit. You know, I've been in the wealth management business in the South Bay for the last 34 years. I'm married. Live in Long Beach, California. My wife, Sheila, and I enjoy, you know, the typical things that you would think somebody in suburbia like. We like travel. We run. I did the San Diego Half Marathon this morning, and I'm going to do L.A. coming up. My goal is to do at least 8 marathons in 2013. So far, I've done 2, and the L.A. will be 3, and I've done 2 half. So that gives you an idea. I have some passions. That's one of them. My spouse is over at UCLA. And trying, you know, she has a degree, just finished up a degree in immunology and biology and genetics, and just trying to get into med school. And for those of you who have ever gone through that issue, you know that that is a huge undertaking. And so that's one of the things that we've been trying to do in our household. We're also involved in a number of nonprofits, and that's been our focus. We're on the board of Academy Business Leadership, A.C. Green Youth Foundation, Oz Muga Foundation, Jefferson High School, Steps for Education LA, Cecil Murray Center for Social Engagement, for those of you who know Reverend Cecil Murray. We also spend time with the Union Rescue Commission, Long Beach Chiller Cancer Program, South Bay Healthcare, Scott Newman Foundation, ShareFest, which is interesting, and Olive Crest, which is the Olive Crest folks are going to be on our show today. And the list goes on. We give time, talent, and treasure. And we're not saying that to feel, put a pain of guilt out there or to put ourselves on a pedestal. We're saying that because if we can do it, anybody can. If you've got the time, if you've got the talent, or you've got the treasure, you can get out there and make a difference with somebody somewhere, wherever you are in this world, wherever you are in the country. We live, for those of us who are listening and we live in America, we live in one of the greatest societies ever created. The affluence is beyond belief, and there's so many choices that we have with our time that, and our talent and our treasure, but sometimes it comes up to maybe it's all about us, and you know, what are they going to say for our legacy? What kind of a legacy are we going to have? Are we going to, at the beginning of the year, we made our goals, and maybe this year we'll lose 15 pounds, and maybe this year we will go and mentor a kid, or maybe we would go down to feed the homeless or work in a food bank. Those are the things that will make us better human beings. Those are the things that will open the doors for a way of better self-esteem. You know, it's been proven if we give of ourselves, time, talent, or treasure, the endorphins in our head go off like a rocket ship. Do you know that if you watch somebody else give time, talent, or treasure, the same endorphins go off? You don't need a huge checkbook. You don't need, you know, just a willingness to get involved. The nonprofits are willing to take almost any size donation. They're willing to work with you if you've got some special talents. And I say this, I mean, there's a lot of retired engineers and school teachers who listen in on the show. And yes, you did. You gave your 30 years or 40 years to whatever your profession was. But you know what, you engineers? There are inner city schools. There are kids, including probably at the facilities that the guests today have, that could use somebody who could be a whiz in math, in science, in algebra, calculus, and get these kids going. So there's talent, not necessary, and time. And then, of course, treasure. For those of you who have gotten lucky or have sold some real estate or have had to, so the stock market's been up dramatically, and guess what? Charitable deductions are still intact. You can reach out and give. You don't have to give so that it hurts, but give. And give of self, give time, talent, and treasure, and you never know where that will lead. The needs out there are tremendous. The needs out there in our own society, in our own backyard, are tremendous. You know, when we work with inner city kids and we see the educational programs that are there, we just kind of shake our head. When 65 and 70% of inner city kids do not graduate from high school, this is 21st century America. Is that something that we're willing to accept? Is that something that we're about? When you see the amount of folks out there, for instance, you can go to a rest home. Just a plain rest home in your own neighborhood where they're senior citizens. You know that most of them are abandoned. They may be 90 and they're waiting for their children to never to visit. And you know what? They don't. If you visited, they would love it. If you went over there at the holidays with your kids and sang a song, you would brighten their day. You can go down to the Union Rescue Mission and serve the homeless for a day. You can go to any number of nonprofits and get involved. It's just about making the step. Not easy. But let's take a look at the old story. And I know for those listeners who have been on the show, heard the show before, and I'm going to sound like I'm pontificating. I don't mean to. But you know the starfish story. And don't roll your eyes and go, oh, God, there he goes with the starfish story. The starfish is a major storm, and a lot of starfish got washed up on the shore. What happens to the starfish if they're left out in the sun, ladies and gentlemen? They don't make it. And a little boy with his grandfather were walking along the beach. And the little boy saw the starfish and was putting them into the water. And the grandfather was sort of befuddled and said, you know, there's so many. How are you going to do it? There's so many. You can't make a difference. You can't change anything. And the little boy picked up another starfish. And so, Grandpa, to this starfish, it's all the difference in the world. To this starfish, it makes all the difference in the world. So if we all just reach out to one person, one organization, one program, I guarantee you this country and the world will be a better place for it, and you will feel better for having done it. For retired folks, go back out there. You know, for husbands and wives, maybe you got an empty nest. You're looking for something to get involved in. I'm sure our guests, when they come on, will have something for you to get involved in. Because now you've got an empty nest. You're wondering, what are you going to do? Well, you can only take so many cruises. You can only take so many vacations. What are you going to do when you're retired and you're looking out there and say, maybe we could mentor a kid or give time, talent, or treasure? So with that, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to introduce our guest today. Now, going into what they do, it's Olive Crest. We've got Tim Bauer and Bill Bedrosian. Olive Crest serves abused children. They have adoption programs. They've been doing it for close to 40 years. 40 years. I think their 40th anniversary is coming up. If you do a Google on Olive Crest, you see all of the programs that they're involved in. They got adoption, promotion, and support services. I'm sure some of you out there may be looking and saying, maybe if we adopted a child, I guarantee you, if you adopt a child, you feel better about yourself. And the child in need, and Bill and Tim will probably have the exact child that you need. if you want to get involved with talent. I'm sure there's ways to do that as well as treasure. There's never-ending needs when you're dealing with the amount of children that Olive Crest deals with. Olive Crest Foster Care Service, they recruit, train, and certify foster family homes from the community. All right, here's one for you. If you want to get involved and maybe you're retired and you got an empty nest, you might want to contact Bill and Tim and say, how do I get involved and become a certified foster care where children in need can be placed with you on a temporary basis? That's really cool. And emergency shelter care, here's where Olive Crest really, really cuts their teeth. Shelter care parents are available to provide immediate care for children who have been detained by social services. Care is provided until it is determined whether or not the child remain a dependent of the court or whether there are family members available to care for the child. You know what that means, ladies and gentlemen? That means the child has been removed from the house. And these kids are scared. These kids are absolutely thinking that the world is crashing on them, and Olive Crest comes to them with their loving arms, embraces them, gets them in a normal functioning life so that they're in school and they're not missing a click and to go on and make a difference in their own lives. So ladies and gentlemen, enough of that. Let me introduce to you two heroes. The leaders of Olive Crest for Orange County, L.A. County. I've got Tim Bauer and Bill Bedrosian on with us today. Hey, guys, welcome.
How you doing, Rick?
Doing great.
Nice to be here.
Okay, I guess I'll start with Tim. And usually what we do on the show is that we sort of talk about how you may have gotten involved we lead up to it, how you got involved with Olive Crest. But Tim, why don't you give us a little bit of your background in nonprofits and how you came to Olive Crest? Are you there?
Rick, this is Bill. I'd be happy to start by sharing my experiences.
Yeah, go ahead, Bill.
I grew up with the great fortune of having some very generous parents who have actually been foster parents for over 30 years themselves. And during that time, of the many, many children they fostered, they ended up adopting 8 children. And so I grew up one of 12 children. I happen to be the oldest, and 8 of my siblings are adopted. So from a very young age, just something that was on my heart, a calling of our family to really serve those less fortunate and to be able to care for children in need. I had a brief kind of a sidetrack where I wanted to be a stockbroker and got a degree in finance, but quickly realized that was not what I was called to do. Went back and got a graduate degree in social work and became a social worker out here in Los Angeles County. Worked for the Department of Children and Family Services for over 13 years, becoming one of the directors for the South County of Los Angeles, overseeing a population of about 2 million people, just serving the county and the children and families in needs there, the whole operations. And about 3 years ago, really felt a call to move over to Olive Crest for a variety of reasons. One, the county system often makes it really difficult to actually make an impact in the life of a child or a family. And Olive Crest provides programs and direct access for these children and families where I really felt like that's where the need is and that's where we can make a difference. So it's been my great pleasure over the last 3 years to be the executive director for Olive Crest in Los Angeles County, just to see our programs grow. And partly the reason for that growth is because the increasing need in the community, because of the economy and because of a lot of things that are going on around welfare reform and healthcare reform, there's more families and children in need than ever.
Wow. Now, I don't know if Bill's on, you can come in. Otherwise, Tim's on, you can come in. Otherwise, are you on, Tim? No, I guess we lost him. All right, Bill, when over at Olive Crest, and I know the amount of programs that you guys are doing are just legend. I had no idea. My first reaction, my first introduction to Olive Crest was that they rescue kids that are in need, that may be taken out or removed by social services. But then looking deeper, there's so many programs going on. Can you give just, you know, all of the programs that Olive Crest is now providing for these kids and their families?
That could take all day, but I'll give you a brief summary. Kind of the logic behind what we do is we really want to be able to meet the need of a child or a family, no matter where they are, in crisis or in need of support. So we go right from the start. We do family preservation and family support, often through family resource centers or in-home counseling, where we try to support families in need while the children are still at home, so before they would have to be detained by the Department of Children and Families. So there's a really working with families who are at risk. Once the department makes a determination that the children are brought into care, we do foster care, emergency shelter care. We provide group homes for children who have severe behavioral needs or developmental problems that require more intensive care. We provide a lot of programs to help transition children down from group homes into a lower level of care. So that might be an intensive treatment foster care program where foster parents are provided all kinds of additional support and therapeutic support for both the family and the child to stabilize that child in a home environment. We really believe that the most important factor for a child being healed and being able to be a productive member of society is that healing power of the family. So wherever possible and whenever possible, we really try to connect children with families, either their family of origin. We want to get them safe and we want to get them stable and supportive of their own children. And when that's not possible, in either a foster home, even the group homes that we provide, we really try to make sure that that's a family environment more so than a residential environment. And in those cases where the children are older and just are resistant, the last thing what we would want to do is to make sure that that person, at least that child, at least has a mentor, someone that they can connect with when they go out in the world on their own, that they can always go back to and say, this person I can rely on. So beyond our foster care programs, our family support programs, we do post-adoption support for children who have been adopted, and then the families start to have issues because of maybe abuse or attachment things that come up as they grow up. We also do a lot of tutoring. We have 5 schools as well. We have charter schools, and we also have non-public schools for children who just aren't able to manage in a regular public school. What's unique about our charter schools is they're not designed for those best and brightest students. They're designed for those kids who might be have family problems at home, kids who are truant, kids who weren't necessarily desired by the public schools. We'll take them down in Santa Ana and out in Riverside County. And we believe that because of our family support programs, we're able to support those children and families at home to get them stable so that they can then begin to focus on school. And we've had just amazing track record in getting kids who weren't doing well, who weren't even going to school, to get them ready for college. And it's really been a neat part of our continuum of care that we believe is really important in preparing children for success as they become adults.
Wow. How many kids are in your programs now? I noticed that you're in other states, but here in L.A., Orange County, how many kids are you reaching currently? And you say the needs are even larger. How many kids could you be serving if you had the wherewithal or the economics on your side?
Yeah, so we say through all our programs at Olive Crest, we serve about 2,000 children per day. So it's quite an undertaking in all our different regions and different programs. One of the interesting things that's happened in the last several months is the needs have really seemed to increase because of some of the laws, particularly in California, around welfare support. And so a lot of families who, when they lost their jobs several years ago because of the economy, they've been able to kind of piecemeal together an existence and paying their rent and buying food with the support of government welfare. But because of the requirements that is only temporary care and 5 years is the maximum, a lot of those families have now used up that maximum support from the government and have nowhere to turn for support. So we're really seeing an increase in needs. Obviously, one of the biggest stressors for a family is the lack of financial support or resources. So if people can't feed their children or if they can't work and pay their bills, just a tremendous amount of stress. And for those people who aren't equipped like some of us may be, to have other people to support us, they often turn to bad habits or to negative behaviors, may lead to domestic violence, to child abuse, to drug use, all those factors which then put children at risk and put children in harm. So because of that kind of cycle and the temporary assistance of the welfare system, we're starting to see more children than ever really have a need for our services. So when you ask how many more children could we help, I don't think I could even count. It's really innumerable. We try not to turn anyone away, but the reality is we can't serve every child or family in need right now. So we definitely need the support of the community to expand our programs to be able to meet that need.
Wow. I think we have a caller on 0361. Eric, will you bring on our caller? Hello. You're live with Rick Rosman, Bill Bedrosian, and Tim Bauer from Olivecrest. Hello, and who's calling?
Hey, my name is Derek J. Good, thank you, sir. I'm appreciating everything I'm hearing right now. I'm actually a designer from 2008. I did the Academy Awards and the Emmys, and I've always helped out every charity, including Kevin Sorbo with charities. And my work is really exploding, but thanks to meeting Eric, actually, EZ, really, I was able to be connected to you because he knows how big my heart is when it comes down to charities. And I'm absolutely impressed with the effects that everyone is doing at this point from what I've heard. And if there's anything I can do in any way that I can do an auction or even volunteer some time, I would love to do that.
You've got two guys on the phone right now. I mean, you saw Olivecrest and you see what they're involved in.
Absolutely.
It's from auction items all the way down to being a foster parent, all the way down to, I mean, there's probably numerous things that Bill didn't mention. And I think probably the best thing to do would be, if they just had, they're going to have their 40th anniversary, and I was going to save that for later, Bill and Tim, that you guys would announce your 40th anniversary, but they're going to have their 40th anniversary gala, and I'm sure they would be looking for auction items or anything else at that gala. So I appreciate you calling in.
I would do anything to help out. If they want to do
all three, will work. Does that sound? And if they were going to reach Tim or Bill, how would they do that?
Well, absolutely. Like you mentioned, Rick, we're having our 40th anniversary gala in Orange County on May 9th, and so it's been 40 years now that Olivecrest has been in existence. And in a few minutes, I'd love to be able to kind of share a little bit about that story of how we came about. So that's going to be May 9th down in Newport Beach. And then actually on November 7th, we're going to be having our 40th anniversary celebration event in L.A. County, and that's going to be at the California Science Center in the Endeavor Room. And so that's going to be just an awesome celebration for Los Angeles County and what Olivecrest has been able to do there.
Okay, so there you have it, caller. There's a way to get involved, and if you need to reach them, Bill, they can call you directly at Olivecrest in L.A.?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, cool. And I don't know if Tim's on, they can call Olivecrest in Orange County.
Yep.
Okay, cool. All right, thank you, caller.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. I don't even know where to begin, Bill, with the amount of stuff that you guys are involved in and the amount of difference that you make. And we have a tendency, and maybe and I'm a neophyte when it comes to this. I was raised in a household where, it really was, I always thought my dad was strict, but it really wasn't that bad. I mean, we had a roof overhead, food on our, and we weren't beaten and all that kind of stuff, and we got through it, and we're on. And then I hear about some of the other things and the things that we don't talk about child abuse and those families that aren't making it and the stress going on in the families. And it with the economy, the problems have got to be just astronomical and increasing exponentially. How are the challenges of budgets?
Yeah, Rick, it's always a challenge. One of the biggest factors that's always a concern is a large portion of our work is funded through government contracts. And as you all know, the money available from the government these days continues to shrink. And there is really kind of a call for there to be a more kind of private-public partnership. And so we're really looking for local businesses and donors to help support the work that we're doing. You know, I think it really is important for people to support the work that's being done in their community. I think it behooves all of us to do that, because if we don't, you know, people do end up in the welfare system and kind of draining the resources that we may desperately need. I think the most important thing people can do is to really take care of people around them. It's not, I think, natural, particularly in Southern California, to kind of reach out to your neighbor, but we've learned that the number one factor that leads to child abuse and risk of child abuse is social isolation. And what that means is families and children who just don't have anybody to support them when they're in crisis. And so when most of us go through financial difficulty or even substance abuse or domestic violence, we would simply call up a family member and say, "Dad, Mom, brother, sister, cousin, could you please just help us out in this situation? We just need to be floated for a couple months." But when you don't have that resource, or the people around you aren't able to help you, what ends up happening is you become desperate and you turn to negative behaviors, or you do things out of desperation that you wouldn't normally do. So just this simple thing of really getting to know your neighbors in your community, the people who have need, and just walking alongside families is the best thing you can do. I realize that that is very time-consuming. It may not be natural. You might not know where to go. And so in those cases, that's why Olive Crest is here, to kind of fill that gap. We really try to walk along those families who are in isolation, and we need the support of the community, donors, and corporations to be able to continue to do that work.
Wow. I think we have another caller on 0009. Eric, can you bring in, I think that's Dr. Lillian. Hello, Dr. Lillian.
Yes, yes, Richard. How are you?
I'm doing great.
You're doing great. You know, I appreciate what you're doing again. I don't know how you find all these people that are doing so much good in the communities. And for the group that's on now, I can only tell you, I love what you are doing. Keep up the good job. And if there's anything I can do to help, I will, because I'm interested in people who are looking after our children, our women, and our families. It says that charity begins at home. And if we don't train those children the right way, we're not looking forward to a better future. You know, right now everybody is talking about wars and anger and everything going on in the world, children killing children. It starts in the family. And when you guys are bringing families together, helping children to have mentors or focus on something good, that's my own thing, and I love it. So I love what you are doing. You're going to do your anniversary sometime, 40 years, maybe in November or when. I will get
Yes,
to
we have
with
two major events for our anniversary.
Yes,
May 9th in Orange County and November 7th in Los Angeles County.
Yes, I would like to do something there because I love what you are doing. And Richard, keep up the good job. You are bringing in all those unsung heroes, finding out that people are still doing good. So
yes,
we have hope for this world. Okay.
Thank you, Dr. Lillian. I really appreciate that.
Thank you. Thank you. Wonderful. Thank you.
All right, Dr. Lillian, thank you. By the way, Bill, you met her at I can't remember what nonprofit event we were at, but
yes,
you met Dr. Lillian Osmore at one of the nonprofits.
Yes, I remember.
Yeah. Just an outstanding human being, does so much work in the community that she herself is a hero, and widows and orphans in Africa are her main thing. And it's we hear the stories. It's a worldwide problem. Let's segue back, guys. Can you tell us some success stories about families that, as a direct result of Olive Crest, are now doing whatever that measure that success, are productive members of society, the kids are doing fine? Give us some success. Give us the hope side. I mean, I know the problem side, they're coming in the one door, but when they leave, you know, how are the outcomes?
Yeah, it's really tremendous. And like I said before, the biggest factor in really the success of these children after they've kind of gone through the system is their ability to connect to a family or to a mentor, somebody that can kind of walk with them through life. So I think that one of our biggest success stories is our entire Project Independence program. And what that is it's helping emancipating youth from the foster care system into adulthood. And it's just kind of a crazy system that at the age of 18, you would expect a child who has been in foster care to be out on their own and to be able to fend for themselves and to be able to get a job or go to school on their own. The reality is most of us at the age of 18, we who had resources around us, had a very difficult time adjusting, moving out of home. So if you can imagine complicating that with the fact that you don't have a family, that you've probably bounced around for 8 to 10 different households, probably just as many schools, it really sets up foster children or people from the foster care system for failure. And so luckily, a law was passed thanks to Representative Karen Bass, who authored the bill, AB 12, was passed on January 1st, where they now extended that foster care age to the age of 21. So children now in the foster care system have a better chance to launch off. Our Project Independence program is really helping these children or youth kind of transition into adulthood through connections that we have through living situations, either to remain with foster parents after the age of 18 until they're 21, or to get into college, or to even get an apartment on their own or with some other youth that where they would want to live, and to continue to have the support of an agency like Olive Crest and Mentors. And I think that one of the neatest things we do is we have what's called an alumni meetings, and that alumni meetings are youth who are now adults who have gone through our many programs who come back on a monthly basis to mentor and to meet with youth who are in our current system. So you have generations of kids who have gone through Olive Crest programs who are now successful and doing well with their own families and their own jobs, and they're coming back to help those who are currently in the system. And it's just one of the most inspirational experiences I've ever witnessed, to see people who've been through so much to come back just to give and give again. In fact, I was at a meeting just Friday night, and the person heard that I was the executive director for Olive Crest in Los Angeles, and she came up to me and said, I grew up in an Olive Crest group home in the 1980s, and after I finished, went on to college, got a degree, came back and worked for Olive Crest for many years in the group homes, helping other kids. And now she's one of a volunteer in Long Beach for a number of nonprofits, and it was just so encouraging to me to see this young woman who had been helped by so many people, who's now willing to give back. So we just have countless stories of families who have had great success through adoption, through foster care, through our new Safe Families for Children program, through our schools. It really is what keeps me doing this work. On a daily basis, I have the opportunity to hear these amazing stories of transformation, and it's just an inspiring type of work to be doing.
Bill, just listening to the stories makes one can remember when the beginning of the show we talked about endorphins. When we do a act of kindness or generosity or giving back, the endorphins go off. And when we hear or see others doing it, the endorphins go off. What you're doing is truly what Olive Crest is doing, and what you're doing as executive director is truly absolutely miraculous. And the with the 40 years that you guys have been around, and can you walk me through? And I've always been, you know, curious, how does the group home system work? What, you know, where and how many are there, and what's the typical population of one of the group homes?
Sure. So a group home is kind of a unique concept now, because it's really begin to dwindle. It's kind of what the modern day orphanage is. Many, many years ago, when children didn't have parents because they either died or were unable to care for their kids, they went into orphanages and they were raised in these kind of large residential facilities. Well, studies, of course, showed that that was not a great environment for kids to be raised up with, because they really had a difficult time making permanent connections and positive connections with adults, and then when they left those places, had a very difficult time transitioning into success. And so that led to the modern-day concept of group homes, which is a much kind of a smaller type of care facility. Often there's 6 beds in a residential neighborhood, meaning it just looks like a regular house. You might not even know if the house was the house next to yours. And then there still are some larger facilities, but those larger facilities are usually for children who have severe mental health or behavioral problems. And the reason that those facilities are larger because they're equipped with some really important day treatment programs. And so that means there's therapists on staff that are there. There are psychiatrists available. There are what we call child care workers who are usually at a ratio of 2-to-1 or 3-to-1. There's always an adult working with these kids at any given time. And these residential facilities have begun to decrease as well. Even in Los Angeles County, over the last 10 years, have gone from a population of almost 6,000 kids in group homes down to close to 1,000 or 1,500 kids in the county. And it's just really become apparent that children need to be able to connect with a family or an adult on a much personal level as opposed to group home. But the reality is there's still very much a need for a certain percentage of the population who have experienced just severe abuse or have gone through just traumatic experiences and aren't able to cope with those experiences on their own. And in a family environment, just it can be either dangerous because they're dangerous to themselves or dangerous to others. And so there is a need for a transitional time for them to be in a group home. And so one of the programs that Olive Crest has is group homes. In the 90s at one point, we actually had over 30 group homes around Southern California. As of today, we're down to 7. And so it really is for those kids who have the most needs around their mental health issues and behavioral problems. Most of the children that are in our group homes are coming either from probation or from psychiatric care facilities or at risk of going to one of those two places. And so our belief is that we really try to replicate a home environment. And so the staff that we hire care for them almost like a parent does, to the point where we really develop strong relationships between those children. Oftentimes, when they move on to their foster families, the connection that they've developed with our group home staff continues, and that group home staff continues to be their mentor. So even though they're with the family, they have connections with those people that last on a lifelong basis. Our desire is to really move kids out of group homes into lower levels of care so that they can have a chance to know what it's like to be loved and to be in a family.
That's the common denominator of humanity, Bill, is to be loved and in a family. It's amazing the amount of programs that Olive Crest is involved in. It is clearly stunning. It is clearly miraculous. Guys like you and Tim basically have dedicated your lives to making a difference in the lives of children. If somebody wanted to be involved or take a tour or, you know, say, okay, I like what I hear, where would the best place for them to go? And I know Tim's still on. Where would they go to contact you guys? And also on the website, is there a place for a donation if one is outside of our area and says, you know what, I like what Tim and Bill are doing, I can give an online check. Why don't you talk about how folks can get involved? What if they want to volunteer? They want to volunteer time. Talent, it sounds like the schools, I don't know whether you need math tutors or anything, or, of course, money, or donate, or auction items like that one caller. It sort of encapsulate how people can get involved.
Sure. Well, we're happy, like you said, we really want to connect with people on every level, time, talent, and treasure. Just the general information to be able to get in touch with us, our number is 1-800-550-CHILD. So that's 1-800-550-2445. And that's our general number, and the operator can direct you to wherever you might need to go if you want to make a donation,
via the phone, or if you want to talk to our volunteer coordinator in one of our different areas, either Los Angeles County, Orange County, or Inland Empire, that would be the best way to get directed to those people. If you go on our website, which is www.olivecrest.org, Olive Crest, all one word there, there's actually a tab that says Donate Now, and you can go and donate on the website. One of the best ways to support Olive Crest on an ongoing basis is a donation program through it's called our Kids at Heart program. And what that is, it's a monthly donation program that takes a recurring donation from your credit card, and it's just a real easy way to give, and maybe some smaller denominations that provide support to Olive Crest on an ongoing donation and sponsor specific programs or children to keep us going. We have a couple events that I mentioned that I wanted to just kind of circle back to. May 4th, I think I said May 9th, but May 4th at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach, California, is our big 40th anniversary gala. And I'd love people to take a look at our website and learn more about how to buy tickets to that event or sponsor that event through buying a table or becoming one of the major sponsors for that event. And the contact person for that event is Melissa Wackerman, and she can be reached at 714-318-7370. And that's going to be on May 4th, 2013. And that coming up, and we're just really excited to be able to honor a lot of people who have helped Olive Crest grow and be able to serve more and more families, and just share some of the stories that we have over these years. In fact, one of the neatest things that we've created for our 40th anniversary gala is a booklet, and it's 40 stories of 40 children and family that have been transformed over these years. And everyone who comes to that event will get to take one home and see some of the really neat stories of lives that have been transformed. And then in Los Angeles County, we also are going to be doing an event at the California Science Center on November 7th. It's Thursday evening. We call that event Stars in Adoption, and we're really going to be honoring some fantastic children who've been adopted and have created some movies of their lives that they want to share with you, just some digital shorts that are really powerful, hard to walk away without shedding a tear, as well as to honor some amazing adoptive parents and some amazing foster parents and some inspiring, successful people who have been adopted themselves. And so it's just an evening to come out and celebrate what Olive Crest does, meet some of the children whose lives have been transformed and some of the people who are really dedicating their lives to helping those children. And so if you're interested in supporting that event, you can call that 1-800 number, or you can call our Los Angeles offices at 562-866-8956. And ask for Patty and let her know that you're interested in being a part of the Stars and Adoption event. On kind of a more basic level, we're always looking for volunteers to do a variety of things. Because our operations have become so large, it's not just mentorships that we need. That's kind of probably the way that you can make the biggest difference in a child through a volunteer aspect is becoming a mentor. We really ask people to commit to one full year. Most of our children who have that we are working with have experienced a lot of loss in their lives. And so we don't want people to say they want to be a mentor and then meet with a child for a month or two and then drop off of the face of the earth. We really ask our mentors to commit to at least 12 months so that there can be a meaningful relationship between that adult and that child, and that mentor relationship can have a huge impact on that child's life. But we also have tutoring at our family resource centers in Orange County and in the Inland Empire, as well as in Los Angeles County. We're always looking for tutors to help the kids after school through our family resource centers. We always are in need of volunteers to help support the events that we do on the weekends and for these major events that we talked about as well. Also, just things that you might not think of. Because our operations have become so large, we are always looking for people to even do things like data entry, filing, helping fix up our group homes, throwing parties for our boys and girls at the group homes. Really anything that you can think of, we want to tap into the resources that you have
and we want your volunteering or donation experience to be something that is meaningful to you. So one of the first things that will happen when you connect with our Olive Crest volunteer coordinators is we're going to ask you, what do you want to give? What makes you feel good about giving, and how could we help you do that?
Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a challenge and an opportunity to whether it's mentoring a child, whether it's tutoring, whether if you have skills to help upgrade the homes, whether you want to coordinate a party for one of the children, whether you want to help out with the big events, whether you want to do data entry, whether you want to do simple filing. There is a myriad of opportunities to keep the Olive Crest program going, and they need volunteers from every single aspect out there. And they want to, and you heard Bill himself say, hey, we want to make the volunteer opportunity to fit with what you want to get out of the volunteer opportunity. So it sounds like a win-win. At the beginning of the program, we addressed it, is that, you know, there's a lot of folks out there, retired school teachers, who may be, you know, wondering what to do, and here's an opportunity to get involved. You have the ability to teach. It sounds like they need mentoring programs. They need programs for to help out with probably math and science and English and those types of things, or tutoring programs. If you're from the trades and construction or contractor, I'm sure Bill and Tim would love to hear, the volunteer coordinator would love to hear from you folks as to what you can do to keep the place, all the buildings and everything else in tip-top shape. If you're an event coordinator or just want to help out at an event, and you're looking to donate time, it sounds like there's a couple of big, huge programs that are coming up. And you know, putting on a major event, I imagine May 9th is everybody's running around like crazy.
People.
But to put on an event like that, the amount of time, effort, and talent behind the scenes to make a program like that go off without a hitch is staggering. When you go to a nonprofit event and you see everything out there going smoothly, you can bet there was 100 people plus in the background who made that happen. Everything out there was planned, organized, and put together way before the event ever happened. And those are unsung heroes. And if folks, you heard Bill, you can get involved in that if you want to. And, of course, there's treasure. You can go online and donate, or you go to the and get involved with Olive Crest that way. With all of these things going on and the budget cuts both on the city, state, and federal level, we've got huge needs and limited resources. So you can get involved by writing a check. The stock market's up for those of you that have cashed in. Maybe there's a way to help. I'm a financial advisor. You can give away money. It's still, you talk to your CPA, but it's still tax deductible. So you can do that. You can give away money, and it's tax-deductible, and guess what? You'll feel good. Or you can call Bill and Tim and say, hey, I want to give a gift for a certain – what is your need? I want to fund a certain project. And I'm sure they'd be able to work with you on that, because if it's not up to – you know, it isn't going to happen just by happenstance. It's got to happen because people are willing and able to get involved. And Olive Crest has been around. Their 40th anniversary is coming up. It's a legend. Olive Crest is an absolute legend for what they do with the children who come out of the most incredible situations. They turn lemons into lemonade, and the success stories. I can't wait to see the program on November 7th, where a lot of these kids are going to tell about their success stories, about how well they did and how they're doing in their life. And I love Bill's program. Bill, when he said that there was a young lady that he met who went through Olive Crest in the 80s, was involved and worked for Olive Crest, and now is involved in a number of nonprofits. I mean, those are the stories where if it wasn't for Olive Crest, where would that young lady have been? What would have happened to her? And the donations that came to Olive Crest in those days made sure that that young lady was able to continue her life, a productive life, and a giving back life. And as I said earlier, if you give, you will receive. An empty hand, a giving hand, a generous open hand is never empty. What you get, you know, it's full of biblical, you know, give it will be given unto you in untold measure, and that's in the Bible. So consequently, get involved. Time, talent, and treasure. Bill, we're going to wind this thing down. really appreciate you being on. Of course, we're going to have you on again before the I'd love to have you on again before the events happen, if we can, and talk about what's really needed to make the event work and that type of thing. And I know we'll scurry around for schedules, but is there anything that you want to leave the listeners now we all heard your story, poignant. You came from a family that adopted a lot of kids, and now you're giving back with with the gift of being involved with kids who are also being adopted out because of the work you're doing. Is there anything you want to leave the audience, anybody out there that you want to emphasize? Where do you see Olive Crest in 5 years? And with that, we'll shut it down. So where do you see Olive Crest in 5 years, Bill?
Yeah, I think the biggest changing trend in child welfare and family support is that there's going to be just a much greater need for cost effectiveness. And one of the ways to do that is through prevention rather than taking care of kids after they've already abused. So really trying to focus our programs to help meet needs of at-risk families prior to abuse, to decrease the cost of having those kids come into the system, but also to really help families stay together. And so just kind of on a very relational level, everybody has the opportunity to help somebody in need around them. And sometimes it just takes time and doesn't seem convenient. But I just encourage people, even when it's difficult or inconvenient, to take that extra step to encourage somebody to help out someone in need that they see, especially if it's a neighbor, just to really reach out there. And if you don't know how to do that, we'd be happy to connect you to people who are in need and also just to be able to support those families around you. And so we're really looking forward to expanding a new program that we have called Safe Families for Children. And what that does is asking the community to step in and support those families in need prior to entering the child welfare system. And one of the best ways to do that is to create community through local churches. And so we ask churches all around Los Angeles, Orange County, and Inland Empire to get involved with this Safe Families for Children program, and it provides respite care for families in need, but really it's designed to create connection for those families who don't have community to a place where there's a lot of people who do have community and who do have resources and could be able to share them. So if there's anything to take away, if you're a member of a church or have a church that nearby that you think could be a part of this program, I'd encourage you to refer them to us and to call Olive Crest at 1-800-550-2445 and ask about the Safe Families for Children program, and they'll get you in touch with the right people. And then, of course, our event coming up on May 4th at the Island Hotel to celebrate our 40th anniversary. You can buy individual tickets for $200 or sponsorship for a full table. It's anywhere between $2,500 and $40,000. And all those dollars go directly towards helping children and families in need and supporting Olive Crest programs. So really looking forward to 40 more years after 2013.
Wow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to wind it down. And by the way, Bill, we are going to have, we have been approved to do an article in the Washington Times on philanthropy. And as I said at the beginning of this show, when we're offline, I'd love to have you guys on as one of the, you know, submissions to the Washington Times about what you're doing. And since the May 4th event is coming up, that might be, the community that they reach is millions across the country. So we'll get that going, and maybe we'll be able to generate some enthusiasm. Also, is it possible that you could get us a link for the event coming up so that on my site I can say, hey, you know, here's upcoming event. Okay, Olive Crest, and so that'll be on there, and
yep.
I think it'll be great. Bill,
great.
I don't know. I feel the halo coming through the phone. I've been able to speak to some interesting people in this show, and I really thank my producer Eric for encouraging me and pushing me to do this, and finally getting it done, and being able to talk to people like you has been truly humbling. I don't know how you do it. I don't know how the energy. God bless you, and God bless Olive Crest. And ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to sign off with Bill and Tim from Olive Crest. And guys, you guys do yeoman's work, in an area that needs more and more help. Thank you for what you do. And Olive Crest has made a difference, and probably many, many lives are affected by Olive Crest, and we don't even know about the amount of outreach and how to phrase it. If you help the person next door or the person, that lady, for instance, that you mentioned, Bill, that was in Olive Crest as a kid and now and then worked for you guys, I mean, can you imagine the reverberations throughout the world of just what effect Olive Crest had on her? I'm sure those stories are out there. So, guys, thank you so much. God bless you both, and take care, and you're going to come back soon, okay?
Thanks, Rick. Really appreciate the opportunity to talk about Olive Crest, and also really appreciate your support of Olive Crest. You're amazing at what you do and supporting so many organizations and people like you that really encourage us to continue on. So thank you very much.
I wish that, and that's one of the reasons why we have the show, is to encourage people. One person, Sheila and I, but to get more and more people to get involved. And if more and more people get involved, hopefully, and I say this with love, is we love to get to the point where you have all the money you need. So with that, guys, take care and God bless, okay?
Thanks, Rick. Take care.
All right, bye-bye. All right, folks. Every single time we finish up one of these programs, we are truly blessed to have people on the phone just like we've had. Bill Bedrosian over there at Olive Crest is a hero. Tim Bauer is a hero. You heard about the events coming up. You heard about the work they do with children. Unbelievable. Take him up on his challenge. Go take a tour. Go mentor. Go tutor. If you're a contractor, go help him in construction. Go help them file. Go help them with data entry. There is room for a volunteer in every single aspect, including financially. Inquire about the event coming up in May. And you will see yours truly at that event and applauding the work that Olive Crest does. We've had very, very, very good guests on the show, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to continue. Next week is Sarge from the mentoring program that he deals with inner city kids that through his boot camp program. We're going to have Reverend Chip Murray. The list goes on and on and on about that. We're going to have on the program coming up. We've had some really amazing people on here, boom, you heard one today. So my challenge to each of you, my challenge is, you know what? We're already almost 3 months through the year. What are you going to do to make a difference? What are they going to say when you leave the planet? What legacy are you going to leave? What are they going to say about the dash? That's the date between date of birth and date of death. Were you here and made a difference? Is the world better off because you were here? Or were you just here and a taker? And that choice is yours. We all have a choice, ladies and gentlemen. We all have a choice as to what we do and what we get in. And sometimes it will transform our lives if we get involved and help others, no matter what it is. Go to www.rickrosman.com and check out some of the past shows and check out the new nonprofit section. If you have a charity we can help raise awareness to, you can email us at theeasywaybroadcasting.com, easywaybroadcasting@gmail.com. And we can get it posted on the link. We're getting numbers of hits through the Easy Way Broadcasting. We're getting several thousand hits a day. So there is, the blogs are read. We can do it. Ladies and gentlemen, it's like the starfish. You can make a choice right now to help a starfish. Bill and Tim have many starfish that need help. With that, this is Rick Rosman from the easywaybroadcasting.com, from the Rosman Experience. Signing off until next Sunday at 4 o'clock, same time, same place. We'll have another hero who makes a difference in the communities in which we live. And you too, I challenge you that one day we'll have you on the show because of the difference you're making in the lives of others. Take care. God bless. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.